Now, when you think about tourism and the massive financial benefit it can bring to a city, you might assume that most places around the world will be aiming to increase their tourist numbers, but not in Barcelona. 2SER producer Poppy Burnett was in Barcelona recently. Do you want to hand-picking that up, by the way, Poppy? Just drop that in there, will you, that you were in Barcelona recently? Just make us all jealous.
Yeah.
Stuck here in gloomy old city.
Slip it in there.
Yeah. She joins us in the studio to talk about why Barcelona is actually trying to limit the number of tourists that can visit the city. Poppy, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Now, what's the go? What's happening in Barcelona with tourism?
Well, to give you a bit of an idea of the scale of what's going on, there are 1.6 million residents in Barcelona.
That's not that many.
No, not a huge city.
Okay. Surprised by that.
And last year, they had 32 million visitors.
Holy cow.
So that includes day trippers.
Yeah, but still.
People sleeping, but that is it. A lot of people.
That is a huge amount. So, and to consider, there's only 1.6, you said?
1.6 million residents.
Permanent residents, and then 32 million over the course of the year popping in to say hi to Barcelona.
So what's going on is there are all these little lovely little neighbourhoods, and if that's what the reason that people want to go to Barcelona is that they're attracted to kind of those kind of places.
The food too.
And
it's
the
incredible,
food,
isn't it?
And the beach.
The wine.
And all of that. But the nature of the places is that having a lot of people in them changes them. So there's this catch 22 of these beautiful, beautiful places.
Bit like Bondi.
That get completely transformed by having millions of people all
bit
over
like
them.
Bondi.
Exactly. Exactly.
You go to some of the other Sydney beaches and they're lovely. You go to Bondi and it's a bit of a... Anyway, can you give us some examples of the tourist sort of situation from... when you were there?
Well, something that I found that surprised me, you go to a lot of cities and they have these like bike hire schemes. A lot of European cities have bikes that you can pick up and ride around on for the day. And Barcelona, I saw all these people zipping around on these cute little red bikes. And I thought, I want to get myself one of those. And I did some research and I tried to go up to one of the stations and pick one up. And and eventually figured out through some Googling that they were only available to residents. And that was sort of my first insight into what was going on, of this kind of preserving of Barcelona for its own residents.
You tourists can walk.
Yeah, walk or get your own bike.
Get your own damn bike. Now, why on earth would a city want to reduce the number of visitors that they're having? Surely that, you know, all this money coming in would be good for them, wouldn't it?
Surely, you would think, and that is a factor, but the what's really going on, apart from what we're talking about with the overcrowding of little lovely neighbourhoods, is that it drives up rent prices. So housing affordability is a big issue at play here.
That's something we're dealing
with
here,
isn't it? Exactly. Things like Airbnb and sort of deregulated tourist housing. People can no longer afford to live in their own city, or that's increasingly becoming an issue.
More and more difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. What sort of measures have the city sort of put on tourism at this stage?
Well, a couple of months ago, they introduced a law, which is a special urban plan for tourist accommodation or something
along those lines,
and which seeks to limit the number of beds that are on offer from hotels and tourist apartments. It also places some limits on building new hotels and so on. And then in March, there was a strategic tourism plan put in place, which not only affects hotels, but also will regulate various aspects of tourism, from like working conditions for people working in hospitality to the way that tourists can operate in the public space
in
Barcelona.
Yeah, right. Now, what do you think other places could learn from the approach there in Barcelona?
Well, I think it's really interesting. It's this sort of, as I said before, a catch-22, and something that does affect us a lot in Sydney, especially at this kind of time of year with Vivid and everything. You know, anyone who works at Circular Quay at the moment is not going to have a great time of it getting to work over the next couple of weeks.
Probably not, no.
No. So I think that, you know, we need to think going forward about the way we balance the two things of having a beautiful place and having people enjoy it, but having that happen sustainably and in ways that can be nice for the residents.
Yeah, absolutely. Well. Mm. All right, what was your favourite part about Barcelona?
There's some beautiful Gaudi buildings.
Oh,
I reckon
really?
That's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Architecture.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sagrada Familiar and all this. Yeah. Really
incredible
places.
There you are.
Yeah.
That was 2SER producer Poppy Burnett talking about Barcelona and things changing there for tourism. Poppy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Adrian.